Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Right for us. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bear.
An OP show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, it is over. 23-10, Vikings beat the Bears. The 2017 season is officially in the record books. 5-11, the Bears finish up. John Fox just ran off the field for the final time as head coach of the Chicago Bears. 14-34. Strong reports from Ian Rappaport, NFL Network. The Bears are going to fire John Fox right after the football game today. We'll be monitoring that. Gentlemen, Happy New Year, and a lot to talk about today as the season finally has come to an end.
Well, there are so many things to say about this season, and especially for a team that struggles to even get a first down in the first half, and that's been going on and off all year long. We, again, have a quarterback in Trubisky. This was his 12th start. His 12th start. And it's down in a red zone area, okay? We have four downs. Two of the three. I take that back.
Three out of the four weren't even in the end zone.
You know who the quarterback was, folks? We're down in the red zone. Cohen, our 5'6" running back. He's at quarterback in back-to-back plays. You know where Trubisky was? He was the wideout.
Decoy.
He was the wideout. Like, we're going to trick somebody, and this is what you imbecilic coaching staff, this is what you come up with? Are you kidding me? That you can't, folks, I really don't have words for this. We gave up an entire draft for this kid, and he's making $29 million this year. And when it comes down to the red zone for a chance for us to even get some points or have a chance of winning, where the hell is our quarterback? He's our wideout.
He's a decoy.
And a 5'6" guy is playing quarterback. You can't make this stuff up.
But, Ed, to make it worse, he has a better quarterback rating than Glennon, who was paid $18 million this year.
You're talking about Tariq Cohen has a better quarterback rating than
Mike
the actual
Glennon.
Starter for the first month of the season under the fool Fox. Folks, I've been told, and you know what, OB? You know, we've got 3 hours, give us a shout, but I just got to tell you, this whole thing, it was an exercise in a surreal exercise of futility. You know, you would think that these buffoons, especially, you know, Dow Loggins and Fox, knowing they're going to get fired, and it's 99.9%, they will, you'd think they'll want to go down swinging, right? And as you said, right there, OB, when it comes to the nut cutting, they don't even play the quarterback they salvaged the future of the club for at the quarterback position. It's insanity.
You can't, Danny, I'm going to tell you something, Glenn, Mark, you can't say that enough. When I saw him in that shotgun, Cohen, back there, and we've had a quarterback that this was his 12th start. Folks, just look from the fifth game on to now. Somebody tell me how magnificently he has improved from week to week to week in his escapability and his ability to read defenses. His throws, inaccurate. This, I'm so damn frustrated.
You're almost speechless.
It's almost hard for me to find words. We got a 5'6" playing quarterback for us in the fourth quarter in the red zone. My God.
You can't make it up. And by the way, folks, remember the game that Trubisky started 3 months ago. 3 months ago was against this very same Minnesota Viking football team. And remember, he had a chance to win the game with the ball in his hands at 2 minutes to go left in the contest, where he throws, makes a really dumb decision and throws it to Hunter Smith for an interception. I didn't see anything resemble that guy today. Did you?
No, he's worse. He was much worse than what he was that first week.
Getting back to Trubisky, we're down there. He's our quarterback. And free agency, all these receivers that Ryan Pace went and got to bring him in there, and these were the quality receivers. Marcus Wheaton, we bring him in, signed him to $11 million.
He almost caught a ball today.
$11 million contract, $6 million guaranteed.
He almost caught it.
And 2 weeks ago, I think it was, he finally caught his third pass. And we're down there on the 15-yard line, 9, 8, 6-yard line, and we can't throw the ball into the end zone. Not one of our receivers can get open. Not this quarterback. He can't find anybody. He can't roll out. This is what you see, folks.
And here's what we're going to do over the next 3 hours. We invite you to call it 312. What's the
312-981-7200.
Thank you, because I was going to say 591, because that's the old number, right, way back
when. I'm glad you're awake, Mark.
But
I'm just taking it all in there. Hey, hold on, Kaz. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com, also sponsored by Parent Petroleum. 312-981-7200. What are we going to do?
We are going to explain why. First off, okay, John Fox is getting fired. I mean, you would have to be out of your mind not to let this guy go. But Ed and I also would like to point out why Ryan Pace should be fired also. And we'll go through that over the next 3 years and or 3 hours. And Dan, I know that you're a realist and you're saying, look, guys, it's not going to happen. But there's enough evidence here to at least get into discussion and have fans talk about this, because really what this guy has done in the 3 drafts since he has been our general manager,
nothing,
is embarrassing. And we put grades to it from A to an F, you know, like you do a GPA. And the guy got a D minus his first year in 2015, a D in 2016, and a C in 2017.
He's getting better.
So on that pace, in 3 years or 2 years, he's going to have an A potentially. Do you want to wait that long?
Yeah, you're going to hang around and trust him. But here's the other part of it. So folks, what we saw today was borderline inexcusable. But Ryan Pace was complicit in allowing this to go this far. He could have thrown a fit and got this thing stopped sometime, you know, during the course of the season, or even before the season, to allow John Fox and the idiocy of you know, the offensive play calling of Dow Loggins to go the entire season, where, you know, you're thinking they're going to go and crescendo into a grand finale, and this is what we got, a bunch of crap gadget plays by Tariq Cohen. That's it. That's what we built, and we were expecting this flash of greatness. And the quarterback's not even playing the quarterback position.
And that's what we
it's gave, insanity.
Again, folks, you got, my God, you gave up everything to get this kid, to bring him along. He's the quarterback of the future. Holy cow, and he's playing a wideout.
But here's the problem. Part of the reason they started kicking in with the gadget crap was we didn't get across our 35-yard line until, what was it, the fourth quarter? The first time we got past our own 35-yard line in this football game was the first play of the fourth quarter.
That was a great moment in today's game that I'll always remember personally, when they actually got to midfield. That was huge. Hey, by the way, everyone who's calling in, we got full phone lines, of course, as we always do, which I would like you, when you make whatever you want to say, that's cool, but at the end of it, you should give like a little bit of a goodbye to John Fox. It's one thing, you know, you got to say goodbye to people. He's not going to be here. I think everybody should you'd say their final thoughts to John.
I'll handle that right now. Goodbye, John Fox.
Yeah, hey, see ya. Bye.
No callers, don't
nothing.
Worry
on the morning show, my last name was Car Fox. What's Car Fox? I said, get in the car, Fox. We're finding you a new home.
And you don't get to fly home with the team anymore.
I'd love to hear some people say goodbye to
Jeff. We got to give him headphones, too. He's got to take those.
It's true.
That guy could not work his headphone. All year long, the guy couldn't figure out how the button worked.
A goodbye gift.
3 years in a row.
This game plan that this Darryl Loggins, this whole coaching staff, they're going. The only guy that's got a chance is Fangio, our defensive coordinator. I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna clock this guy Loggins. Who the hell in their right mind at any level would have this guy as their offensive coordinator? Who?
And you know what, folks? I went through a coaching change one time, and we all kind of were looking at each other in the locker room like, this bunch ain't going to be here, but somebody will. Let's try to, fly around and sell who we are, what we can do, and this is what Dow Loggins put out there on the showroom floor, this game plan. It's laughable. It's a joke.
We're going to line up Cohen at quarterback when we get in the red zone because that will trick everybody.
This will go down in the annals of Bear history.
Nobody will know him as
quarterback. You want to talk about massive stupidity, ignorance, or the dumbest, whatever it is. How the hell do you let this happen?
Well, the only guy that showed up today that was actually showing for, hey, you should hire me, Jeff Rogers with the only touchdown of the game, the Bears special teams coach.
And the lamest play that I've ever seen that worked.
I was almost embarrassed. It was so sneaky, so underhanded, so...
Just, I liked it, though.
Just sneaky. You hide one of your players over on the bench, and then at the last second he runs out to field the punt, and then runs it in because nobody's covering him because they didn't expect him to be on the field. It was... I was embarrassed for. I was embarrassed.
It was the only way we scored. So let's give him at least credit for being innovative.
Good job, Jeff Rogers.
That's it. That's a bright spot.
Right. Look at Mark Carman stepping up, congratulating him for the old sneakery.
I was like, oh my God, here it is. This is a moment. Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Take a ton of phone calls. We're paying close attention if they actually do get rid of John Wright after the game. There are some reports coming out now that it's going to happen tonight when they get back to Alice Hall, so we'll see.
We're going to find out today. I'm sorry, OB.
No, nothing. I
want to throw another name in there.
He's going to get fired.
I want to know when. I want to be on that moment.
I want to throw another name in there. And it kind of clicked in my head about 10 minutes ago. Depending on the new ownership of the Carolina Panthers and some of the situation that the current head coach has with the starstruck quarterback, Ron Rivera may be somebody that's looking for a new address. Think about that.
We got a lot of names to throw at you all show long as to who could be here next year. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by Chevy. DriveChicago.com, 312-981-7200. OB, you hang on, buddy.
Alex, you getting an earful?
We'll be here till 6. Final show of the year. Happy New Year. We're on CLTV till 4 and 720 WGN.
Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, CLTV till 4. Bear season is over. A lot of celebration going on around the old city about that. 23-10, they lose to the Vikings, 5-11.
Why would there be a celebration Mark?
I don't know, Kyle.
They went 5-11. There's nothing to celebrate. That's the dumbest thing you've said this year.
It's actually
this year.
Actually the smartest thing I've said. People are very happy the season's over. They don't want to watch this.
That's what he meant, is that they're happy about him
being done. Okay, fair enough, Mark.
Thank you.
Because it kind of was on the border of goofy.
Speaking of goofy, we got somebody who wants to keep Fox on the horn?
We do. I think we do. Kevin in Lamont, 312-981-7200. Kevin, it says here you want to keep John Fox. Is that true?
I just wanted to give you guys a hard time about that. He had minus yards in the first half.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
think they should give him an extension for 10 years. 10 million a year.
So basically, you're being a smart aleck on it then. Okay, Kevin, that makes
sense. Yeah, we ought to re-sign Fox across the 50 in the fourth quarter. Woohoo!
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your levity.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Sorry to snip you there.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
How long you been doing this for?
A couple years
first
there,
week.
Kazi.
Second week, maybe?
We're not going to fight today.
No, not at all.
No, okay.
No.
I mean,
you're my guy.
Let's get to the callers.
Everybody settle down. We got to
settle. Don't make Ed mad.
We had 83 penalty yards.
You just reach across and bonk
in
them
a quarter
with
and a half.
And, right across
and our total offense was 53.
Is that good?
Think about that.
By the way, it's Kaz's birthday today. Everybody can wish 88 a happy. It's your birthday.
Big deal.
Give you a moment. All right.
We all get old.
Hey, Ashley, what's up in Minnesota? Welcome to WGN.
Hey, happy birthday, Kaz. I also just want to say a big hello to Hamp and OB. Seriously, I just love you guys. You guys are Bears football to me. With that being said, and I know we're going to get rid of that John Fox, we wish him well, but, you know, what do we really look for in a coach? Do we look for offense or defensive and really kind of look for that coach who's going to get the team, you know, football ready? I know we can't hit in practice, but where do we go from there?
Good questions. Thanks, Ashley.
Here's what I would say, and then, Dan, I know you and Ed both have your own thoughts on this. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The NFL is about matchups, week to week. It is putting your best players by formation and movement against their worst players. And that's why Belichick in New England every year is in the hunt, because they do that really well. That is what the NFL is. I don't care who you get if they understand matchups. And oh, by the way, if they understand when a guy gets a penalty for roughing, what was that, the 79? What's that idiot's
kid's name?
That kid should have been gone back against San Francisco for just getting pummeled by a defensive back. And the fact that he's still on the field to get another penalty is embarrassing. And that is why coaches like that I don't want around. When you make a moronic, stupid mistake like that, you don't get to play anymore. Accountability and matchups. That's all I care about. I don't care who it is. If they can do that, Ed, we have a chance.
There's a whole narrative out there with the Bears here, Hamp, that they're going to hire an offensive coach.
Yep.
Okay, who do they play today? I mean, they play the Minnesota Vikings. Mike Zimmer's been a defensive coach his whole year. He goes out and gets Pat Shurmur, who takes a guy like Case Keenum, who's never done anything, and the Vikings have a great chance to go to the Super Bowl and play at home in the Super Bowl. So the whole thing, like, they got to hire an offensive coach. You just need somebody on that. You need an offensive coordinator.
It's all about matchups.
Right?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, and I just said this during the break. You know, Pat Shurmur is one of the three or four names you hear really, you know, everybody using as far as the next potential coach, you know, the hot pick, the sexy pick. I wasn't impressed. I'm sorry. I wasn't impressed today. And I understand they've won 13 games. Their defense is pretty good. They won 13 games by hook or crook. I got it. But I wasn't impressed with Mr. Shurmur. But let me just say this. Back to the point, you know, about matchups and our offense and our complete inability to do anything innovative or clever or smart. How many pass interference penalties have our receivers forced all year? Coming into today, I think we got one today, maybe two today. Xavier Rhodes had two, I think, today. But coming into today, 15 games, how many pass interference penalties has our offense forced defenses into making? How many, OB? Do you know?
No, I don't.
How about you, Kaz?
I would say five, maybe. So
how about two? One being,
that's shocking,
being Adam Shaheen on in the second week of the year against Pittsburgh. It's incredible that we don't do anything that makes defenses have to play and recover. You know, everybody used to say, I react. No, you should respond. When you react, you are unprepared and you're just kind of flailing. But when you respond, you know what's going on, you're prepared, and you can cover and you recover and do all that. Well, we don't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. That's why we're forcing defenses two times. How many passes this year? 1,000? I don't know. I mean, how many times did we throw the ball? We only had two PIs all year. That's bad receivers.
That's not throwing jump balls at all, because 50-50 balls are how you get those PI calls.
Exactly. But everything we do is backwards and stupid. That's why we need a broom and get this whole bunch out of here.
We're going to talk about the quarterback coming back here after the 3:30 news. Mitchell Trubisky, OB, you've been talking about it all day and watching. Yes?
Yeah, but I just want to say one thing quickly here.
Yeah.
We're talking about getting new head coach. I'm talking about somebody better be asking the question about the rules of the game, whoever the hell you're going to be talking to coming in here. If it's offensive coach, I don't care who it is. Do you understand the rules of the game? By the way, what kind of coaches do you want to bring here? What kind of offensive set and defensive sets do you want to run? This all should be gone through, 1ABC, 2ABC, through before they hire one guy, and it should be gone through thoroughly. And I don't think Pace, has enough brains in his head to figure that out.
Perhaps they will ask, will you hire somebody who actually knows how to figure out when to ask for a replay or not? The old challenge flag was a big issue this year.
Yeah, but remember, we established it was, wasn't it his pet monkey that he had up there
in
the box?
That's true. Yeah, the pet monkey needs to go too. By the way, you know, your point about Pace, you know, it's, again, and I can't remember who said it, but he always tries to make you think he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Well, he needs to go to another room because obviously a lot of this hadn't panned out. But your point about all these different scenarios of different potential coaches and assistant coaches, all that, do you have confidence that he's done it? Do you?
No, I don't think he has. I don't think he has the smarts to even figure that out before you interview a coach. I mean, folks, there's things that you have to do. And this guy, what shows me that he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, number 10, Mitch Trubisky. That man doesn't know what he's talking about or what moves he's making.
We'll do a little Trubisky coming up next year. Trust is everything. It's golden for your insurance needs. It's That's right. It's nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich, jeffvuk.com, serving our area for 39 years. Nationwide on your side, jeffvuk.com. Hampton will be with you till 6. Yes,
no,
OB.
No, go ahead.
You're good? Okay. Coming on back here, a little Trubisky. We'll get you into the news and take your calls. 312-981-7200. We'll hear from John Fox's final press conference. All that straight ahead, 720 WGN.
In trouble. Now he's dead. The ball is out. Is it incomplete? Flag two. Incomplete pass, but hang on. Let's see on the penalty here.
Him dancing back and trying to get away from Linval Joseph, and he is clearly in the end zone when he does the backwards flip.
WGN. Bear season over. Final one today. No surprise. Minnesota 23. The Bears 10. The Bears lone touchdown coming on special teams. Bryce Callahan running in a little trickery off a punt. And the Bears finish up the season 5-11. 312-981-7200. Apparently John Fox has spoken to the media and it's 1 minute long. 1 minute, his final press conference. 107 to be exact. So let's hear that right now. This is John Fox's 1 minute and 7 seconds in Minnesota after the game today. His words after the game.
I think today's game, again, my hat's off to, you know, every guy in that locker room, the way they battled, the way they fought. You know, I think you saw more of that today. Kind of been the tale of our whole season is just not generated enough offensive points. You know, I thought our coaches did a great job as far as preparing, particular special teams. I think in two games this season, two of our touchdowns scored were both on special teams. In game one, it was a fake punt. In this last game, it was you know, on a punt return. But as I told those guys, you know, I think there's a good culture in that locker room. There's good guys. Obviously, we need some pieces added. And really, to every one of them, everybody in there, there'll be better days moving forward. Any questions?
John, when are you going to have a conversation with Ryan?
Look, I'm here. League makes me be here to talk about this game, and that's what we'll keep it to. And anything after that, we'll keep you posted. Any other questions?
You have no clarity on your future?
Again, I just repeat what I just said if you need me to. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
John Fox, there it is.
He knows he's gone. I mean, clearly. Would you agree, Dan? I mean, that's a guy that knows that he has nothing to say anymore. There's no excuses.
Well, where's the media? Where's their curiosity? Didn't they have anything else to ask him? That was crazy.
Right?
I mean, it was almost like in at a deference, they didn't want to, you know, ask him anything about the game. Wait a minute. He's getting paid to coach, you know, this game. Why don't you ask him, you know, what are you doing with your quarterback lined up out at wide receiver with a 5'5" guy in the backfield when you're in the red zone when you needed to score two touchdowns to tie the game?
Or just follow up what he just said. All season long, we haven't had enough firepower. Are you? I mean, he just basically indicted Pace and Trubisky and everyone.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and he exactly. I think he gave a little window right there. You could run down.
Mark, let me just to back what Mark just said, and we're talking about here. Now this is the 16th damn game. Okay, we had 12 first downs, third down efficiency, folks. 1 of 12 for 8%. In all my years in this game, playing it and being a student about it, I have never seen those numbers. Third down efficiency, 1 of 12 for 8%. Net yards rushing, 30. Net yards rushing, 30. Howard, 9 carries for 9 yards. Passing, 171 yards. Penalties, 10 penalties for 116 yards. But I want to go back to this third down efficiency, actually trying to get a first down, the third down efficiency, our ability to throw the ball and run the ball with some continuity and some sense of I understand the game, we're going to get it done. I can tell you this, folks, I can't get over this. I can't get over going back with Trubisky. He's started 12 games. 12 games. And this guy, Pace, again, I can't get by it, guys. He gives up a draft to draft this kid who nobody else had him in the second round.
4 picks. 4.
That's a draft.
And through 12 games.
From 6, 7 rounds.
12 games.
I'm with him.
More than half a draft.
Today, you look at today, look at his numbers, look at his leadership, look at his accuracy, how much did he improve, and we paid this kid $25 or $26 million this year, followed up by Glennon, the other quarterback, guaranteed $18.5 million. Marcus Wheaton, who can't play dead, our receiver, caught 3 passes for $11 million, $6 million guaranteed. And you're telling me this guy Pace knows what the hell he's talking about? It's embarrassing.
You just channeled the inner Fox.
I mean, that's pretty solid, right? $2 million a catch if you're a receiver? Man, I like that.
That's just 3 guys out of this mess.
You know, beyond that, I am thankful. I am so thankful that this wasn't a situation like the Bengal game where they go out there playing a decimated team and score 4 touchdowns, and now it's the second coming of Eric Coryell and, oh, all that. Talk about going out with a whimper. You know, the last thing we needed was them to, you know, fire up and everybody go, well, maybe he's not that bad. Maybe this offense isn't. We're just we're almost there. We're close. We're just a player away. We saw in graphic detail today just how terrible so much about this football team there is. And you know what? We argued in the conference room and here in a minute, we need to get to the calls. But at some point, you know, we were in some games, but how can, after you look at the numbers of today, I'm perplexed we even won a game with this nonsense I saw today. Explain that. How did we beat Pittsburgh? How did we beat Baltimore with this clown show that we saw today?
Basically, I think that's how Fox was like, look at the slop you've given me. You threw me Kevin White, who's been complete garbage. You went out and signed Mike Glennon, who was a complete disaster.
Yeah, but he chose to start him and name him the starter. That's true. Before the year started. He didn't even make him compete. So that's on Fox. So I get what you're saying, and that's great, John Fox.
I would have fired him the day he said Glennon's our starter.
You gave me garbage. That's true. But he promoted that garbage and tried to play it up like, oh, everything will be okay.
But wait a minute. You know, and again, how did we get into this mess? Jay Cutler had his best year in 15 with Adam Gase. And yet, instead of trying to find another, you know, quarterback whisperer to get another goodie, they basically gave him Dow Loggins, who has no clue, and then Cutler imploded, and everybody basically applauded when he was run out of town. So he was run out of town so you could bring the clown Glennon in? And he was going to be the answer. Anybody that agrees to that scenario, they shouldn't have a job.
Right. Well, you're right.
Well, Okay, let's look at this situation. They're obviously going to find a new coach somewhere. Hopefully, we think it should be an offensive coach. I'm telling you, folks, you couldn't see more stupidity, ignorance, not understanding the rules of the game anywhere this coaching staff has displayed for 16 games. Getting him ready to play 16 games was an absolute joke. And I still go back to what the hell went on out there. How could this be? I hope some writer or somebody picks up on this. We're in the red zone, and we have supposedly the pace, and whoever, he's the greatest quarterback they ever drafted.
The Messiah.
And he is out at a wideout.
Yeah, that was
5 foot 6 inch special teams, sometimes running back, is playing quarterback.
Why? And even running Cone on a slant route in the red zone was ridiculous also. He's 5'6". That's not his strength. His strength is coming out of the backfield, throw him a little flare pass or going into the flat and making one guy miss and walk into the end zone.
You run
on a slant route, he's going to fumble like he really did in that at the end of the game.
You're absolutely correct, Glenn. And I got to tell you something. I can't get by this, what happened. This is about the third or fourth time I mentioned it. I understand what stupid is, what the meaning of stupid is, but you're telling me this entire coaching staff and this general manager scouts,
right,
when it comes down to the 16th game in the fourth quarter, and we have a 5'6" special teams player that's a running back, and he's playing quarterback?
I'll give it to you. You know, stupid people don't know they're stupid. This is on the enablers up there that put stupid in charge.
Well, Ryan Pace should have been having a heart attack, too. Imagine if Mitchell Trubisky's trying to throw a block on that play and he ends up, like, blowing out his shoulder, something along those lines.
Right, anything. Right.
What do you think that's what I'm talking about here. Yeah, yeah. Somebody that understands this game.
Right.
The rules of this game. How could any head coach, any general manager, they look over the game plan, they know what's going to happen. How could they put a check off and say, yeah, that's what we'll do. Let's put Trubisky out there. That's how.
You
and
think
by
Aaron
the way,
Rodgers would ever be
thing.
Out there?
Glenn,
you
one,
think
one
you
more
know,
thing.
Matt Ryan would be out there? Of course not.
One more thing. The number one defense in the National Football League, folks, is guess what? Who?
Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota Vikings. So in the red zone, we're playing against the number one defense. So in the red zone, we're going to come up with two trick plays in a row with a 5'6" kid playing quarterback, and we're going to fool, we're going to out-scheme
the number one
defensive team in the National Football League. You morons!
We need Benny Hill theme song played in the background when we're talking about this.
Hey, real fast, let's do the Mueller game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. Thank you for all the support, Mike Mueller and company. Mueller game-changing moment.
All right, I think it was the second play of the game. First play was a dive to Jordan Howard for no game. We came back in an aggressive fashion and ran a one-half-yard route on second down and completed it. That was the beginning of the end.
Third and 11 instead of third and 12. It was so aggressive. We knew, as guys watching the game, that it was Bears time, wasn't it?
Weird. Look, Corns in the backfield.
How about a fourth down call on the shuffle pass to Cohen? You want a 5'6" guy to run up inside from 2 yards out? There's zero chance of that kid scoring from there.
How about a 5'6" guy running a slant on the goal line?
It's a hard window to throw the ball into.
The window's the size of a coffee cup.
You can't make this stuff up. Who the hell are these coaches? Where did they get their knowledge of the game? And the wherewithal to implement that we're going to out-scheme the number one defense in the National Football League with a 5'6" kid.
Trickery.
Trickery in the sea.
720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN CLTV for a couple more moments. Thanks to all our friends at CLTV all season long. Great to be with you from 3 until 4. Saying goodbye there and on 720 until 6 o'clock. Let's do Who Brought It, which is sponsored by the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. You know what to bring. Anybody?
Yeah, it's Tariq Cohen, our new quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah, he brought one. It. And you know what? I've tried to look at the stats. OB goes, did you see these stats? My eyes started bleeding. I couldn't look at it any longer.
It's embarrassing. They were 1 for 12 on third down. 1 for 12.
Is that good?
You cannot. I mean, you should be able to convert 3 on accident on third down. 3 out of 12 would be awful. 1 for 12 means you are the worst coaching staff in the world, not the United States, the world, maybe the universe. They're that bad.
By the way, where's that Weasel Pace at? Anybody interviewed him? You know, this guy's always hiding somewhere.
I like that being called out because he's known as being affable and friendly, but he's certainly not available. Never hear from
him. How are you, Mark Carmen?
All you have to do, look at his draft choices and look at his signing and look at his record, okay? What was the first year he was here? How many
14
wins we
have? 34
Five?
Is his record.
Five?
As the,
and six
last
and 10.
Year,
six
we
and
won
10.
3 games, and this year we won 5 games again.
14 okay. and 34.
Under this guy. Now, they're going to fire Fox because he was
14 and 34.
14 and 34. Well, if he's 14 to 34, guess who? Pace is the same damn number.
Yes,
he is. He's the architect that put – that's the other thing, folks – he's the architect that put this team together. He's the guy with his scouting system went out and gave all his stuff to Fox, and they picked and choose of who they brought in here.
No question.
He's the architect. No. He can't hide anywhere.
Fox is guilty of following Pace's plan. That's what Fox is really guilty of. Honestly,
well, you know what,
that's what he's guilty of.
But sometimes, Glenn, that's... You know,
but that's hey, look,
why follow a fool?
He's been in the league too long to know. He should have known better and never followed this young guy down this ridiculous dumb path.
Yeah, but guess what? $5 million a year, he's keeping his mouth shut.
You're right. He's like, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to be in Florida drinking margaritas with Big Ed.
Hey, honey,
on Ed's yacht.
Hey, honey, I'm sorry. John Elway was right. I really deserve to be fired. We're going to retire. Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me answer this phone. Who's this? It's Ryan Pace. It's Ernie Akosi at the Chicago. What do you want to pay me? $18 million over 4 years. Honey, we're going to go to Chicago, and we'll take the golden parachute, and then we'll go do our thing. Hey, thanks for being patient out there on the phone lines here. Henry in Blue Island, welcome to 720 WGN. Go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, my question is about the draft. I figured the Bears are going to draft, what, about 5th, 6th, maybe 7th. I'd like to hear your guys' opinion on who you think they should take. And another comment is, you guys ever do a show on the draft in April?
We do.
In May, because I sure... Oh, you do? Okay, because I sure would like to hear it.
Thanks,
after
Henry.
The draft, though. Unfortunately, it's not pre-draft. We do it on draft day.
Right.
Because we could tell them who to draft, by the way.
Weekend.
We could tell them who to draft.
Yeah,
Ed, but you do a great job on that.
But yeah, but keep us in mind for the obviously the draft in the spring. By the way, you know, and again, one of the things that I think a lot of people probably we glossed over last week, but do you remember they made a big deal out of this week? Cleveland, you know, was really bad, but they blitz the last 7 plays of the first half. So instead of us, after the second blitz, realizing what's the best way to beat a blitz, Cuz?
A hot route to wide receiver.
Or a
right?
screen.
Right, a screen.
Okay.
But a hot route. I mean, wherever they're blitzing, you throw it to that open receiver, and it's one-on-one.
But if you don't trust your quarterback, you want to throw a screen.
Right,
it's 100%. Easier.
Either one works.
So what do? We wait until the second half to make the adjustment. After 7 blitzes in a row, we wait till after the half. We can't realize, hey, after the second blitz, if you're the offensive coordinator, you call screen right then. I guess he had to go inside and look at his little starter kit manual and say and see, well, if they blitz 7 times in a row, what should I do? Then, I mean, really, think about it. For him to have to wait, remember Benny Cunningham went down the right sideline for 40 yards on the first one. Why did it take so long? We don't make adjustments. By the way, Northwestern, they were lucky dogs to win, but they won. But you know what? They scored, I wrote it down, during the course of the season, they scored 40 points in the first quarter. How many do you think they scored in the second quarter? 150. They make adjustments.
Right.
In real time, on the field, we couldn't figure out throw a screen pass because we're just covered up with stupid.
You're right. Man, we don't have receivers, so the hot receiver would go out of play with our receivers. But you're right, screen or hot receiver.
And to answer your question on the draft pick, I mean, I think the Bears need a wide receiver more than they need anything else. Christian Kirk is one guy from
Texas. No. Mark, they need offensive linemen. They are
okay.
So bad there. I get it. But everybody else in the league can find wide receivers except for us. Because I see guys all over the league, scattered all over the league, that can play wide receiver and defensive back. It's hard to find offensive linemen in this league. It's very difficult.
Yeah, and we've got – but Ryan, you trust him to find a receiver?
No.
Okay, well, after drafting Cody Whitehair and Midget Grisou, you think that you want him to spend a one on a offensive lineman after giving us that?
I don't want him in this Bears organization. And Ed and I, and Ed, you're the first guy that started that. But I'm with you 100%. This guy, it starts with Ryan Pace, and it goes from there. John Fox is a byproduct of Ryan Pace putting together a terrible, terrible plan and vision of what the Bears organization would be. And it's on Ryan Pace.
Just quickly, guess who was going to the playoffs are the New Orleans Saints. Guess where this genius Pace came from? All right? He came over here with their winning ways. When he was there, they were horrible. Look what we've done. And look, since he's left the Saints, they're in the playoffs.
They're going to win their division if they win today.
I'll tell you, if it was a band, Ryan Pace is the singer and John Fox is the banjo player. Think about it.
Quick timeout. Let's get you into news. 312-981-7200.
Would you be the manager of that team?
That band needs to be unplugged.
Quick timeout, 720 WGN.
Touchdown Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OP Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Bears season over, 5-11. That is official. 23-10, they lose to Minnesota. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by Chevy. DriveChicago.com with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Final show of the year. Some great texts coming in. Thank you from the 847. The red zone is for loading and unloading. Loading and unloading. There's no scoring allowed in the red zone.
Clearly, Ed, that's what the Bears were told. Red zone isn't about scoring. It's just loading up your groceries and unloading your groceries. You don't score there.
Our guy Null, laughing my ass off. Gentlemen, on my way to go out with four beautiful ladies, and I'm really considering listening to you guys instead. Nah. That's what Fox would do. Happy New Year. Go Bears. All right. Let's move along.
Smart guy.
Finally. Yeah. Somebody is using common sense here, right?
Good job. Let's do the defensive star of the game. It's brought to you by your Chicagoland Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Hampo.
Defense wasn't all bad today. Hey, the two safeties led the team in tackle. Let's give it to both of them. Adrian Amos and Eddie Jackson. Actually, they played pretty well this year.
Hey. Wait a minute. We got our two top tacklers, our safeties.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
That's not a good sign.
But they were the ones that, you know, obviously, last line of defense, they stood up. Come on, the Minnesota Vikings, they could have rolled us pretty good, but we kind of, as Fox would say, we were in it.
We were only down by 13.
We had absolutely no
right?
chance, whatever. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but if you bet the Vikings today and you were laying 12.5, you were very nervous late in the game. So the Bears did make the cover excruciatingly, very painful for those who are watching closely.
Right, because you're going, no, go for it on fourth down, right? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they had first and goal inside the five for the cover. Hey, Rusty and McHenry, you waited an hour. Thank you, sir. Welcome to 720 WGN. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, happy birthday to Kaz. I love you, man. You're the best.
Thank you, baby.
Second of all, they're complaining about, or they want to get a coach that's an offensive coach. Here's what we need. We need a football coach, somebody that understands all three phases. We don't have that. We need to have somebody that's a leader. And then my last comment is a little bit of Sound of Music. Bye-bye, so long, Avita Zane, to you, and you, and you, and you, and you. See you later, guys.
Thanks, Rusty.
Have a good New Year.
You too, pal.
Happy New Year, kid.
Hey, and that is the Rusty that had. Didn't you, Dan Hampton, go to Rusty's house, I believe, right?
Is that true, Hampo?
Yeah, I did.
Long ago, he spoke to McHenry High School football team at Rusty's house, and it was a highlight for Rusty and the kids from McHenry. I met a kid yesterday, Dan, that brought it up to me.
You're
I was
kidding.
In AutoZone, and the guy goes, yeah, I played a lot of football. That's why I'm sore. I said, really? Where at? He goes, McHenry High School. And Dan Hampton came and spoke to us. I just started laughing.
What was their record after Dan spoke?
Yeah. Oh, they actually, that was they went
they
to the last year,
the
they
program.
Went to the playoffs. No, that was the last
program.
Year. That was a year they went the furthest in the playoffs, the year that Dan talked to him at
there
homecoming.
There you go.
OB, can I do an OB? Can I try to be you for just one split second? I want to throw a shout-out to somebody.
You can't be OB, but try it.
Hey, OB, it's Bill Schlegel. Do you know who Bill Schlegel
sure.
is? He's listening in Dallas to you, OB, says on the text line. He's got to tell you the show is the best part of the Bears season. He hopes your family is well, and a happy New Year to you.
Right back at you, Bill.
There you go.
I like it. Well played, Marky.
That was my OB right there. Jim in the South Loop, thanks for your patience. Welcome to WGN. Go ahead.
How you doing, guys?
What's up,
happy
Jimmy?
Happy New Year, Dan OB, and happy birthday, Kaz.
Thank you, sir.
Four questions. The DBs stink. The QB is mediocre at the best. And Fox is old coach and bad coaching. And I think they need a new ownership.
Right. Well, the new ownership we can't do anything about, Jim.
Thanks,
right?
Jim.
We all know that. Fox is going to be taken care of. But we're going to tell you over the next hour. And Ed is the guy that really started this. I'll be honest with you. He was beating that drum from week one. He's right. Ryan Pace needs to be replaced also. And we're gonna go over that after we talk
His
to all of you.
His record is the same as Fox's. And again, let me say it again, Jim. Who the general manager, he's the responsible for the pro scouts, the college scouts, the head of scouting. Those are the people, again, that go out and supposedly look around, find the people, what do we need, receivers, what, and they come. And this is what he has brought in here. This is after 3 years. This team is Pace's team. It's not Fox's team. It's Pace's team. And I hope the next time anybody grabs this guy in an interview that one of these writers has the guts to ask him and talk to him and face up to what this guy's done here in 3 years. For Christ's sake, he's given away how many millions of dollars? Mike Glennon guaranteed $18.5 million. Trubisky, $25, $26 million, $11 million. It goes on and on and on. And this guy keeps his job, Jim? You got to be kidding me.
Akeem Hicks is the only guy that he actually signed, I would say, that has really has as close to a Pro Bowler as
that's
he signed.
Yeah, but that's it. After three
no,
years.
That's one, though. That's one guy. Ed, I'm with you 100%. Everything else has been a disaster, and we're going to talk about his drafts.
And going back again, we needed so much help from last year to this year, okay, in the draft. And we were positioned in the third slot. We were there to really make a killing, really go after some quality people, all right? Somehow, this guy gives him his own self up because he gave up everything to get Glennon in free agency. 3-4 months later, what does this idiot do? He gives up a draft to get Mitch Trubisky, a quarterback. And here we are after starting 12 games, folks, after starting 12 games at quarterback in the 16th game of the year, we got a quarterback playing a wideout in the red zone. You hear me?
Only team in the NFL that did that.
He's playing a wideout, and we have Tariq Cohen, a 5'6" special teams player, part-time running back. He's playing quarterback for two or three plays in the red zone. And you talk about this coaching staff. We want to win. We know how to win. How despicable. I can find words for it, but I can't say it over the air.
One thing the caller touched on, too, was John Fox is old. And, like, I go back and forth on the old thing. You look at the old coaches, old. Pete Carroll, 65, pretty good coach. Bill Belichick, 65.
Bruce Arians in Arizona. 64. All he does is win,
right.
That guy.
So a lot, Mike Zimmer, Minnesota, who kicked the Bears' ass today, 61. So there's a lot of old guys who are doing quite well. Then you have your Sean McVay, which is sexy. He's 31 years old, and Kyle Shanahan's 37, and Adam Gase 39. But there's no
You're
real...
You're always going to have that.
Right. There's no real correlation, old, young. You got to get the right
just,
guy.
It really comes down to the fact that there was no accountability. Guys were able to, you know, they had 10 penalties for 136 yards today. Dan, you and I talked about 70, and I don't even care his name because he is so pathetic that he should have not been on this roster after he got blown up by a defensive back on an extra point or field goal. It's embarrassing this guy's still on the team.
Absolutely. And you know, anyway, we'll get back to the phones, but let me just say this. You know, they're, and you guys have really hammered this. They're joined at the hip, even though Fox was given the pace by Ernie Orcosi, they have the same record.
Rink in the new year with the Blackhawks and some Blackhawks hockey. Watch the Hawks versus the Flames. That's tonight at 6 on WGN-TV. Adam Hogue coming up for the final time, 2 at 4:35. Your call's next, 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Tremendous moment in the break here as Hamp and OB are planning their New Year's Eve.
Well, Ed, in the generous fashion, offered to pick up dinner tonight, right, Ed? I mean, I think it's a wonderful offer by you.
That's exactly correct. And
after I picked it up for his company the other night.
Well, it was only the company. What's, you know, 12 to 20 people?
No, it was only 12 people. What are you talking about? Bill was only 2,300.
Give or take a hundo.
We got a lot of great callers. Last time through.
312-981-7200. This is a meritocracy. However, the longest person on hold gets on the air. So if you've been sitting there.
What did you call it?
It's a meritocracy.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
That's a good word, Kaz.
It's a solid word by you.
Let's go, Brett. What's up in Platteville, Wisconsin? Welcome to 720 WGN.
Hi, guys. I was actually wondering who you guys think should be head coach for the Bears next year. I'm thinking Rex Ryan, maybe, but what do you guys think?
You don't really think that, Brett.
No,
I know you don't.
Yeah, Rex, he kind of imploded a couple of years back.
I got to be honest with you, though, Dan. Rex would be fun to watch because he would have accountability. You know, he is a son of Buddy, as you know, a guy you love and would go to the end of the earth for. And he gets, you know, he grew up here. He was in Stevenson getting in fights with his twin brother in high school. This is a guy that actually would probably fit well if they allowed him just to coach.
We've been talking about it all day, and we'll continue to. And John Fox is supposed to be let go either late tonight or tomorrow morning. You know, Pete Carmichael is out there.
There's okay, and that's the name that I told the guys in the conference room because he's from or currently coaching in New Orleans. Where did Ryan Pace come from? So,
New Orleans,
you know,
right.
Obviously, when you're when fear strikes, you always kind of, you know, think of home, and that's where he came
go
from.
Go to who you know.
Well, hold it. Whoever they get, I'm going to tell you something. There has to be a parameter, and they got to be written down. 1 ABC, 2 ABC, 3 ABC to whoever you're bringing in here. We bought Fox in. Fox, not one of his people on that staff knew the rules of this game. And why do I say that? Because week after week, when things came up, you saw exactly nobody knew what the hell they were doing or what calls should have been made or when to throw the red flag, when not to. I mean, it was a disgrace. So there's got to be a set of rules of whoever the hell you're interviewing, just say he's a nice guy. Yeah, boy, I like what he said. I did this. No, you put down what you want in a head coach. And I'm talking about Pace because obviously you're probably going to be here. And if you can't figure it out, huh?
Which is a joke, I might add, but go on. You're right.
I'm just saying.
He's going to be here. You're right.
The parameters have to be there, and they have to meet. Ask a guy, do you know the rules of the game? Have certain situations. I would ask him, what are you doing in this situation?
Right.
Because you know who makes the calls? The head coach on the field. He's the guy that gives, he's the last word.
Yeah, he's got to be the one in charge.
And you got to have a head coach, Mark, that understands this damn stupid game.
And it's changed a lot over the years. I mean, the rules have changed. It's an offensive passing game. That's what Ed's talking about.
How many times did we get
offensive passing game. You got to throw the ball down the field. You got to protect the quarterback. 50-50 balls. Normally, you get PIs on the 50-50 balls, especially in the National Football League. But you got to throw them to get them.
There's no doubt they need somebody to revamp, reshape, whatever you want to call it, the offense. I would just like to say this. I've been out there. I don't cover the team like Adam Hoge, but I go out plenty. And when you go out to Hallis Hall over the last 3 years, there's one coach who actually talks to you like a human being who makes sense.
Who's that?
And that would be Vic Fangio, and it's not even close. He will actually it's not the company line. He is his own dude. And you look at the talent they have on defense, and they're ranked 8th in the NFL.
Yeah, he's done a good job.
I mean,
that
dude, if you put him with the right guy, which we were talking about it earlier today, Hamp.
I keep him in a heartbeat.
I mean,
the
unfortunate thing is there's another face of this game called offense.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying, but he could be your head coach a la Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. And
Pat Shurmur. John DeFilippo, the quarterback coach in Philadelphia.
Is that who you want now?
I mean, you could bring him up as an OC.
It's not so much. Yeah, and again, I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't know this guy, DeFilippo. You know, I think a head coach has got to have a little bit of a stature that puts fear in players. You know, Mark Trestman, it was no time before everybody was laughing behind his back in the locker room. You can't have a coach that's getting laughed at, you know? I'm just saying. So, I don't know all the ins and outs of these guys. All I'm saying is, this guy, hands-on, has done an amazing job with one Carson Wentz.
Right. So, all right, we'll see.
And our guy needs fixing.
He's struggling right now with folks.
Right.
I mean, although they've taken the last 2 weeks off because they've got home field advantage.
Okay.
So we'll see what Philly does.
And one last thing here before we get back to the phones. Yeah, I'll never forget one time I was in high school, I was drag racing with my buddy.
Come on.
It was 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and his dad was the preacher at the Methodist church. And they haul us in, and now we're in the courtroom, and Judge Batten comes in. He got a cigar, and he's got a hole in his T-shirt, and he was mad that he had to come in. And since we're so we're underage, so we had to pass a sentence. Anyway, he looks at us and looks at the charge, and he goes, drag racing, speeding. He goes, Hampton, I used to think you were running with the wrong crowd. Now I think you are the wrong crowd. 30 days, trash detail. Well, the moral of the story is that's what the NFL is. Everybody wants to run with the what's hot, the new crowd. Well, the new crowd is the young offensive coordinator as the head coach. I don't know if you can find another Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, but trust me, this bunch, they're going to try real hard to find one.
I love how that got tied into Hamp drag racing as a 15-year-old. That's amazing.
You are the wrong crowd.
That's fantastic. All right, Adam Hoge from Minnesota for the final time this year. Your calls, we're here till 6. Halfway home on the final Hamp and OB with Kaz for 2017. 312-981-7.
Hang in there, callers.
Yes, sir. 720 WGN.
Turnable kick from Quigley. And it's taken on the other side of the field is Callahan. Look at this. Callahan with big room. No!
Jeff Rogers, Bears special team coach. Maybe he's a candidate to replace John Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding, kidding.
Oh, wait, listen. He scored a couple of touchdowns this year for him, right?
Yep. Well, it's the only touchdown they scored today. 23-10, Bears lose to the Vikings. Let's bring in Adam Hoge up in Minnesota for the final time this year. That was one hell of a John Fox press conference, Adam. 1 minute and 7 seconds. And I guess we're waiting for the news to come down. What are you hearing? Will it be today? Will it be tomorrow? What do you got?
I think that's the only question we have remaining. We know he's going to be fired. So will they do it when they get back tonight, or will it happen in the morning? I don't know. Only Ryan Pace knows that. All I can go off is the last couple of years. Unfortunately, we've seen a few of these in the last few years. But the last two firings they had, it didn't come down until the meetings the following morning. That's when they made the decision, and that's when they announced it. But I could see it going either way. Ultimately, it's up to Ryan Pace.
You could see Fox being back?
No.
No, 0% chance, Fox.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you're saying. You can see it going, when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I just don't know when. And I don't really think it matters.
Why is it, though, that nobody's talking about Ryan Pace? I mean, he's 14-34 also, and I don't want to hear about Mitch Trubisky because that guy is horrible. So what is it about Ryan Pace that allows him to not get fired?
Well,
because he knows everybody's name in the media?
Well, no, I don't think it has anything to do with the media. I think it has everything to do with the McCaskey family and how they do business. And you can pick apart that. I think they have issues up and down the organization through Ted Phillips, through the family, that is, you know, is their grandfather invented the NFL, basically. And
pretty much, really, yeah, right.
And then none of them really seem to know anything about football. So that's kind of a problem.
okay, fair enough, Adam.
But I guess my point is, look, this is the way they care about people. They care about the way people within that building are treated. And Ryan Pace has made a lot of friends within the organization, and they trust him. Maybe they shouldn't, based on the results of the on the field, but they have. George McCaskey came out when he was hired and said, we're going to be patient here. We know this is going to be a long road ahead. And they are showing some ultimate patience here by keeping Ryan Pace around. He's had a big part to do with this renovation and expansion of Hallis Hall. And they're going to see it through here. He's going to get a second head coach to hire. And that's just kind of the reality of the situation. And I don't think it really has to do with the media. I think it just has more to do with the McCaskey family.
Well, let me ask you, because we are going through all his three drafts. There's two players that I would rate as A players. Cohen, yep, and Howard. And neither one of them were first round picks. So how does this guy get a pass?
I'm
not trying to pick on you, Adam. I mean, I'm looking for you to answer the questions because I want to understand how a guy that can be that miserable in 3 years of drafts gets another, you know, two more years to butcher everything. Because you think this guy could identify a legitimate head coach in the National Football League?
I think that's a fair question, and I also think it's completely fair to bring up the draft record, because we talked about this a little last week. I mean, it's been better than Phil Emery. It's been better than Jerry Angelo, at least the second half of Jerry Angelo's tenure. But those were miserable.
Right.
So comparing it to just that, I had this long conversation actually probably about 2 months ago on the radio where I think the entire fan, not just the organization, but fan base, needs to reset their expectations and stop comparing. It's been so miserable now for 7 years that everyone's kind of willing to just grasp on the slimmest amount of hope. And even if that hope is right now Mitch Trubisky, look, he has the physical tools. But the rest of it, I agree. I would say overall this year, I'm a little disappointed based on the expectations I thought. But the thing is whether it's Mitch Trubisky or Leonard Floyd, in most of these cases, you can hang on to, I hate the word excuse, but there are excuses that I think are fair to bring up. Like, that's one of the worst offenses I've ever watched in terms of how it's run, and we saw more of it today, just mind-boggling decisions that don't make any sense.
Right.
Three offensive linemen who are out, no wide receivers the entire year, and it's just the evaluation I don't think is complete. And I do think it's also fair to say you don't want to become the Cleveland Browns that just recycles these guys every 2 years, because that's just going to keep you in the same spot.
But Ryan Pace is on track to be the Cleveland Browns. He hasn't delivered. He hasn't given us one Pro Bowler in his 3 years.
Adam, was it too much to read into John Fox's 1:07 when he said that, you know, hey, just like all season long, we just had trouble scoring the football? To me, that was like, yeah, just like all season, we've had no talent on the offensive side of the ball. I took that as like a minor shot, or maybe even more than minor, at the talent that he's been given.
Yeah, but he hired the offensive coordinator, and he promoted him from quarterback's coach. Look, they don't have enough talent on offense. Everyone knows that. I'm not going to argue that with you guys. You're not wrong about that. They need to get more playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, both through the draft and in free agency, but most importantly, hire a much better head coach that can deliver an offense.
Okay, Adam, the great Ed Obradovich made just a sparkling point. You know, we're going against the number one defense on the planet, and when we get down to the red zone, finally, in the fourth quarter, it was almost like there was a restriction on us going across the 50 until the final quarter. Oh, here we are in the red zone. What do? They put Tariq Cohen as a wild card goofball, gadget quarterback, and they put Trubisky. Wouldn't that be basically thumbing your nose at the general manager, saying your quarterback is so weak in the red zone, we're going to have to resort to gimmick plays? Didn't you think that that was bizarre?
Well, I do think that trying to run a play, a gadget play that you had already run earlier in the year, that you would think probably the best coach defense in the entire league, I'd say right now this year, probably knew about, probably prepared for. And by the way, you didn't have. Were they intending to throw that to a tight end again? I think they were. I don't remember who the intended target was. But
yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, it was whatever.
They ran that play earlier in the year and it worked. And then, but you know what? I didn't like that. And then, but again, you get down there and Tariq Cohen, who, Kaz, you just said, is one of the few actual players that they've actually probably brought in here.
There's two guys.
He's on the sideline. He's on the sideline again.
Right. Yeah. So, no, you're right.
Hey, Adam, listen to me here. Mitch Trubisky is our quarterback, knowing full well what Pace did to bring him in there and how much money he gave him. This was his 12th start this year in the 16th game. Could you tell me from the fifth game, that's where he started, till now, how has this kid improved? And another point is this. You're down in the red zone on a what? The 6, 7, 8, 3, 5, whatever it is. And you have Tariq Cohen, a 5'6" special teams part-time running back at quarterback in the red zone. And our quarterback that you gave up half of planet Earth for, we have him lined up out at a wideout. Are you kidding me? That defies logic. That defies what it defies reasoning in any way, shape, or form. How the hell was he not there under center or in his shotgun? Our quarterback that we're paying $25, $26 million and he's in a learning process. And what the hell is he doing out as a wideout? Why wasn't he back there? We didn't have plays for him on the 3-yard line, the 6-yard line. We didn't have place for him to pass or run into the end zone. No, we had to bring Tariq Cohen in at quarterback and put him out on the wideout. I absolutely almost lost my mind. This is insanity, Adam.
There is a lot of insanity on that side of the football this year. I don't know how I can answer those type of questions because, like you said,
there is no answer.
They defy logic. And there was another play where, and I think it was a third down, where Jordan Howard is lined up as a wide receiver, split out wide to the right all by himself.
Right.
Why would any defense be afraid of that?
No, he can't catch the ball. I mean, honestly.
Adam, you're playing against the number one defense in the league.
There's a 30-70% chance he drops the ball, right? 30% he catches is 70, even if you don't cover him. You're right.
Well, and that's my point, because so the play went to the opposite side. Because, they're not throwing to him. they don't even put him on the field in two-minute drill because they can't trust him.
Adam, so, the question is here, what the hell was Mitch Trubisky doing as a wideout? Here's a kid, and again, I think of this, and I'm going to tell you something. My head almost blows off. What the hell is he doing as a wideout? Shouldn't he, if he's got a learning process, shouldn't he be the quarterback of the future? Shouldn't he be in there learning what the hell to do with running and passing plays from the quarterback position? This is beyond, I can't even come up with a word. How
easy.
It's dumb. It's dumb. But Adam, I you know what, the bigger, you know, again, we already know Fox is gone. My big issue is I believe Ryan Pace is as bad as John Fox.
Why wasn't he back? He's our quarterback. Why wasn't he playing a position in the red zone?
Because they have bad coaches, and they're all going to get fired. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, that's it. And we know that is it. That's the real answer. But see, my problem is, and I know you get it, Adam. You know where I'm going with this. I am appalled that Ryan Pace continues to get this free pass when he has been. And I know expectations that, you know, the other GMs stunk, but this guy stinks too. So when do we say, okay, he's better than the other guys, but he still sucks? When do we say that?
Well, I think my problem is that I don't, and I said this a few weeks ago too. So you blow it all up. You get rid of the GM too. But who's hiring these guys
then? Right, right.
Well, Ryan, want Ryan Pace to hire a coach? I mean, my problem is this guy hasn't, he's hit on two players out of 20 guys, and then we're going to expect him to come up with a quality coach?
But you agree with that they need some?
No, I agree. 100%. Well, Adam's right. Adam, but Adam, I'm saying, I mean, I don't trust Ryan Pace any more than I trust John Fox. They're the same buffoons.
Yeah. Hey, in a draft, you get seven choices, OB. As a head coach, you get one. Think about it. He's got to be right 100% of the time, not 50% of the time.
Hey, Adam, before you go, Adam, anything in the locker room of interest?
Well,
was there a fist fight? Anybody playing cards or rolling dice?
Or
like
you know, girlfriend getting called by another player or something?
No, no one was sliding in anybody's DMs in the locker room, which is apparently an issue. Look, the players, we never saw this side of John Fox, but the players do love him, and so a lot of it was just mostly them campaigning to keep him, which is just a lost cause at this point. It's not going to happen. So that was really what the locker room was about. No one was really even talking about the game, which is why John Fox didn't take any questions about the game, because it didn't matter.
Yeah, he stinks.
I'll tell you this.
Right.
The next coach or player that says, boy, they played hard for him, that's their damn job.
Agreed.
I don't want to hear it.
You get no points for playing hard. If Vic Fangio has no chance at this head job, would you say that, Adam?
Very, very, very slim. I don't think it makes sense for what they need offensively. But, you know, if you can find some way to hold on to him as your defensive coordinator, that would be outstanding. I don't see that happening. I think he wants to go back out west. His name's already been linked to the Packers job, though, so that would probably be worst-case scenario, right, if he ends up as the Packers defense.
Well, that would be fitting for the Bears and the tomfoolery that they've done over the last 12 years, right?
Yeah, the one good coach they had on the staff
right. Was
up in Green Bay. That'd be pretty bad.
Hey, Adam, have a healthy and prosperous 2018 to you and yours. This year, I mean, you've gone through 16 games with us. And you've done more than a yeoman's job. And I appreciate your class act, kid. And hopefully, good Lord willing, look forward to all being back here next year. Anyways, Happy New Year, kiddo.
All right. Thank you, guys. It's another fun season. Love talking to you every week. And Happy New Year. And hopefully, we'll be talking about more wins next year, because this is just the same old story, it seems like.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Adam, and you know what, bless you, but I don't see it changing if you keep your same GM.
Hey, Adam, one thing.
Continue to stink.
Yeah. Next year, when you go to, I'm sure you're for all the rookie camps, this camp, just go there and take aim and take notes and see what the hell they do. And especially when it comes to the exhibition season, whoever starters are supposed to be, if you see them not in there, that's a bad sign, my friend. Just believe what I'm telling you.
Adam Hogue, you're the man. Congratulations to your Badgers, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Big Ten had a huge year. I mean, they got snubbed, but they're undefeated, aren't they, right now?
They are. They are, no doubt. Hey, you can read Adam, of course, at WGNRadio.com. Adam Hogue's Bears blog, the best Bears coverage going. Check it out if you haven't already. Then shame on you. But get it, live it, do it. Thanks, Adam. Talk to you, brother.
Hey, and all day tomorrow, WGN Radio, we're going to have all the coverage from Hallis Hall. Whatever happens, whoever gets fired, I'll be there all day. So keep it tuned to WGN Radio all day tomorrow.
Beautiful. They all get fired, but okay, you got it. We should.
All right. See you, Adam.
See you guys.
Adam Hogue up in Minneapolis. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp and OB coming up on the final hour of the 2017 postgame show. Take your calls all the way till 6 o'clock. We have the Ryan Pace compilation that Rick Geezer has put together for us. All the Bears transactions this year, last year, the 3 years that he has on the job, along with the draft picks, just to kind of look back and see what has gotten us to this point.
Not pretty, is it?
It's not. No, it is not. 312-981-7200. Matt in Wrigleyville, real fast here. You've been waiting an hour, so let's get you in before the 5 o'clock news. What's going on, Matt?
Thank you, gentlemen, and let me just say this for each one of you. Carm, I don't think I've ever seen somebody fill in as much as you do on this station. The station would be lost without you. The gentlemen, the three trifecta of football that I'm talking to, the pyramid, this town needs you fellows, so please be here next year. Don't go anywhere. And Kaz, just for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kaz. And they better win in 2018. Love y'all. Next year.
Wow. Thanks, Matt.
That was awfully nice, Matt.
That really was.
Is that your brother?
No.
Healthy, happy 18th to you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
That dude waited an hour to compliment everybody on the show.
That's awesome.
That was really...
Well, the truth is, you know, we'll get back to more.
No, go ahead. What's the truth?
No. The truth is that we got the greatest fans in the world. Ed has been saying it for years. Bears fans are the best.
An hour. Could you imagine how if Fox could stay on the headset for an hour?
And not have to look at it every three minutes to figure it out?
We don't have to look at that no more. I mean, that's a wonderful New Year thought, isn't it?
It is, and for me, it's not listening to him. The guy was just torture to listen to. That was rough. Judy, real fast. What's up, Judy? Welcome to WGN. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. First off, Kaz, happy birthday. You know what your gift is. You just can't unwrap it until tomorrow to find out exactly what it is.
I'm going to pack up the bags. Me and Hamp are going to do the loading of it.
Well, wait. I have a few things. Guys, I am going to be going through withdrawal, not being able to listen to you after the game. In fact, the hell with the game, I just love listening to the three of you and whoever you else like Adam you get on air. And here's a thought. Can anybody find out if, you know, the coach had assertively in kindergarten kissed a girl who now could come forward in her 60s and complain, you know?
For harassment, so, I gotcha.
Yes, exactly.
We're not.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
I'm going to file suit against him for harassing my common sense.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
Judy, we appreciate you. Happy New Year to you. Hey, if you're on hold, we'll get to you in the 5 o'clock hour. We promise 1 hour to go here. The Bears season is over. They finish at 5-11. Be a very interesting offseason. 720 WGN.
Biscuit in trouble. Now he's dead. The ball is out. Is it incomplete? Penalty flag two. Incomplete pass, but hang on. Let's see on the penalty here.
Him dancing back and trying to get away from Linval Joseph, and he is clearly in the end zone when he does the backwards flick.
720 WGN. Getting emotional here. 1 hour to go. Gonna miss you guys. I know you feel the same. I know, Kaz, you especially.
Oh, I am going to miss you a lot,
yeah,
Marky.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we're going to get to...
What's your name again?
What is it again?
Mark Carmen. Let's do the drive of the game, team. It's sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group, the guy who got his car stolen in 2017. Drive of the game, Hampo.
Fake punt, right?
I guess it's the fake punt, or whatever you want to call it.
Punt return?
Well, what about the time we got over the 50?
That's true.
That is a good point.
Well, actually, the drive began on the 48 of Minnesota. So they gave us the ball on their side of the field. And it was a 5-play, 26-yard beauty for a field goal.
There it is.
We'll always remember it.
Drive of the game.
It's huge. Huge.
That's the final Fox drive. Remember that for score. The only score of the day, we went 15 yards and
kicked a field goal.
Kicked a field goal.
And that was brought by who? The Patrick Auto Dealer Group?
That what the drive of the game, which I just
put
in the recycle bin.
Yeah, Patrick
get a refund.
Do it at Mike Mahler Auto Dealer Group, but this is
it's Patrick.
It is Patrick.
Yep.
And I like to say a big shout. As a matter of fact, to Mike Mahler and his kids and that whole dealership and Hanley Dawson. With the Patrick Auto Dealer Group, those guys have been Orloff Imports, Joe Coletta, the Orloff boys. They've been absolutely wonderful.
Vuk,
Parent
right?
Petroleum. I mean, guys, just thank you again so very, very much. Quality people, quality dealerships, and
go see them this next year.
You betcha, and I tell you what, thank you guys so very, very much.
Vuk, Mr. Submarine, all of it.
Vuk.
Yep, absolutely.
And the Vuk man, right?
Yep.
Yes.
We appreciate it all. Dan, Lake in the Hills, you've been on hold for over an hour. Welcome to 720 WGN. Hampton will be with Kaz. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First off, I'd like to wish you a happy new year. At the end of a very long, frustrating season here, I don't know if I could take much more after 5 years of John Fox and Mark Trestman. Fans are talking about new coach, a new GM. I agree, Ryan Pace might not be the guy. But what seems to make a successful organization is somebody at the top, a real football person making decisions. What are your thoughts about replacing Ted Phillips, going out, finding someone to maybe pick out the new GM? I'd just really like to know your true thoughts about what Ted Phillips does for the Bears.
Dan, Ted Phillips is such an annoying subject to us here and to basically everybody in the press. I mean, this guy's an accountant, okay? And what is so scary, Dan, is if nothing is done, you would have Ryan Pace. Oh my God. You would have this crew going out and picking the next head coach of the beloved Chicago Bears. It's sickening.
I think it's just very evident in this town more than anywhere else that when you have a change in ownership, what is possible? You saw exactly what went on with the Blackhawks. You saw exactly what went on with the Cubs, multiple Stanley Cups.
Phillips has no business being there. And if he did, you know what? He's an accountant. Put him in some room somewhere and get him out of there and get somebody that has a half a brain in his head that can work and make deals and understand this game of how it's supposed to be played. You got Pace. You got Ted Phillips. My God, think we've got a shot at this of it improving?
And we all know that the Bears aren't going to sell the team, but effectively sliding Phillips over to some form of accounting role, business role, and bringing in an actual team president, whoever that would be, that would be the as close as you could get to selling the team for the Bears.
Well, it would, but unfortunately, they don't know how to identify somebody that knows something about football. They've hired a search firm.
That's a problem.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, like I said, you know, somebody said earlier, the McKeskey's grandfather invented football, but unfortunately they don't know anything about it. All I got to say is this, and this kind of crystallized in my head today. OB, you've said it for 2 years. This game is about offense and throwing the ball, because yes, that's what the rules tell you. All the rules, it's not helping defenses.
That,
it's not
right.
helping the run. It's help. So how do we counter as a franchise? We've got the worst receivers on the planet. So
brought in by who? By Pace.
There you go. But my point is, it's like, oh, you know, it's about you know, target shooting, but we don't have any guns.
we went to a gunfight with a bunch of knives, basically, is what has happened.
And you know what? Whoever is in charge, you may give him a 6-month pass on it or a year pass. 3 years now, no wide receivers. Give me a break.
Right,
you know
right.
what?
That's the problem.
Right. You've seen here the last couple, 2-3 weeks in all newspapers. Look, everybody talking to Ted Phillips. You got to move him out of there. You see it all the newspaper, the different newspaper articles and whatever have you. And boy, to have a situation where that guy's the president and CEO of the Chicago Bears, and that guy has a word at all about a general manager, a word at all about a head coach. Wow.
Well, I would say this. Look, Ted Phillips, if you had a GM that genuinely had a vision and understood how to build a
franchise. This guy has
no franchise.
Respect in the league, Glenn.
Oh, I get all that. But you get what I'm saying, Ed. If there's a guy that came in that had the moxie, had the ability, had the vision, it doesn't matter who's above him, because it really does start with football operations. You've got to have scouts that identify quality wide receivers and players, and you have to have a head coach that then could take those players and create matchups. That's the biggest problem with the Bears, and they have been butchering these GMs and head coaches since Lovie Smith.
That's because up in the higher up, there's nobody knows what the hell to do.
They're not identifying who that guy is.
They are clueless, and there's no way that they can get around with it. Now, I'm going to tell
you. But
you
get my point, though, Ed. Right? You could be clueless if you have a guy that can do it.
Right. I'm telling you another thing here. This thing, looking forward to the future here. They come up with another bumbling move with the head coach, and I'm telling you what. This town's going to explode, because all I hear every week, people are sick of ownership in this town, and it's getting more and more and more. And you think they don't know that up there?
They know. You're right. And they care.
There's
they do care.
A lot of distrust and a lot of dislike
ownership. And the family does care. They want to win. They just don't know how to. Right. They don't know how to. But they want to win.
Let's move on to Larry on the north side, who I believe wants to say happy birthday to you, Glenn Kozlowski. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, guys.
He wants to talk about Trubisky, but let's get into what you want to talk about, Larry, because you waited a long time.
All right. First off, there should not be a number 99 on the field for the Chicago Bears.
You're right. It should be
that
retired.
It should be hanging, retired, hanging. Number two, Eddie, you're wrong about Trubisky. This kid is like a pro boxer that never had an amateur career. He's getting beat up in there. He's got a rocket arm. He's got good legs. He's got a head on his shoulders. But he doesn't have a freaking receiver that can get open. You don't have to be speedy, Glenn, because you can talk to that. You don't have to be speedy. You got to be able to get open, and you got to be able to catch the ball as a receiver.
I don't know about rocket arm. Rocket's a little strong, Larry.
Well, I mean, the
Larry,
problem has been
if you were paying attention to what I said, when he started, this is his 12th game, and when I said, how has he gotten better? He's supposed to have all these qualities. That's why they gave up everything to get him, Larry.
Right.
So in 12 starts, how has he gotten better? Tell
he
me.
He doesn't have coaching.
That's my point!
I know! I agree with that. It's not the kid, it's the coaches.
That's my point!
Bring in Jimmy Miller to coach him.
I don't know if Jimmy Miller could help him, by the way.
Oh, God, he can dissect anything. He's great.
Well,
I don't know if he'd want the job.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Jim Miller, unless he's going to take something foreign that will get him suspended, I don't think Jim Miller would be the right guy, but what do I know?
Larry, we appreciate the phone call.
And I appreciate that comment about the 99. Yeah, it bothers me when the guy's out there, too. That one does.
Especially Lamar.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, by the way, do you know that this is the first time since 1969 when my friend here to my left was playing for the Bears, they went winless in the division? First time since 1969. Congratulations.
I've got some
hey,
impressive
stats. At
least, you
know, records are meant to be broken, right? Or at least tied, right?
Think about that. That's almost 50 years.
How is that? That's almost, I mean, that is an all-time low, is it not?
Something.
All-time low, and that's your point, right, Ed? I don't care who the guy is.
Did you know you were making history in 19?
When you have the luxury, however it came out, you know, there's a lot of people that come into play. But when you can play with Doug Buffon, and Dick Butkus, and the guys like Richie Pettibone, Bill George, my God, Doug Atkins, Rosie Taylor, Benny McCray. I'll take anything at any record anywhere. I'd go to war with these guys any day of the week.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
I love
That's the way to sum it up best, Ed. Good point.
Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Come on back with your phone calls, 312-981-7200. We've still got our little pace subject to continue to delve into. We may hear from Mitchell Trubisky. We want OB to guess what Trubisky's going to say, and then we're going to play Trubisky. We'll see how close.
Oh, Ed's got it down to a science. Are you kidding?
We'll see how close he comes today.
I'm a leader.
I'll take a pass on that one.
I'll do really well. The team believes in me. Yeah. We'll get better.
I have
next
control
year
in the huddle.
It's been
and
a learning experience.
In the red zone.
They trust me, and we're going to get better next
in,
week.
In next year.
I have
next
control
year
of the huddle. They love me. Everybody loves me. I'm this. I'm that. Blah.
But Mitch, why were you out on one of the hash lines on the side on the numbers?
It had to block for
and Tariq, Tariq Cohen was in at quarterback.
If I got to be a receiver, I got to be a receiver. I'm going to be a receiver. Yeah. I'll be the
I'll
best
be
receiver.
I'll be the best leader receiver on the team.
312-981-7200, 720 WGN.
Touchdown, Bears!
Chicago Bears conversation is here. The Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Hamp and OB with Kaz up until 6 o'clock tonight, so about a half hour plus left on the show this year. Thanks for everybody for listening, calling, texting. We appreciate all of it. Bears finished the year at 5-11. John Fox will be let go either sometime tonight or tomorrow. Full coverage here on WGN Radio. I'm actually filling in tomorrow night, so I hope you guys don't mind if I do give you each individually a call. I know it's New Year's night. You're probably watching a little college football.
What, tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to prolong the 3-year root canal of John Fox and talk about it in the new year?
I want to call you up and be like, can we celebrate this moment in time? You
call me at halftime.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
Of whatever game, halftime will be fine.
Beautiful. All right, let's get back to the calls right now. And you, thanks for being patient out there. Pat in Westchester, you've been waiting forever. Go ahead, man.
I appreciate it. Great show, guys. Get the best post-game show ever. And then Happy New Year to you guys.
Right and back then, at you, kiddo.
I appreciate it. I got two quick points, two on players that were in today's game. One, wide receiver Engren had 94 yards on 5 receptions. It was pretty good. And then the Jay Leno Jr., I think they should get rid of that guy. Every game he gets a penalty, and that's your guy, Ed. You know that guy. That guy's terrible. They got to get rid of that guy. Every game he causes them a penalty and stuff. And then one quick point on John Fox. I think he was losing the team, and I think he was losing it himself when he kept talking about rodeos and pet monkeys. I don't know what's going on with that, but that's what he kept saying about it's not his first rodeo. I didn't know he was in the rodeo, but, you know, he's talking about pet monkeys, and I don't know what happened, but, you know, that's just a funny part. But I just like, you know, your answers on those two guys, and I know that's your pet guy, Ed Leno Jr., that guy. He's cost the Bears some tough plays this year. They could have had points on holding or doing something stupid. But
yeah, Ed's been hard on him all year.
We got you, Pat. Appreciate your phone call. Hample, you want to respond?
Well, you know, hey, Happy New Year. And you know, here's the burning $64,000 question. How bad has the detoxification of Trubisky been
yeah.
this year? Can we detox or defox Trubisky? Now, think about that. OB, you just had an argument with the caller basically trying to say, hey, look, your eyes won't lie to you. The kid was better the first start than he was today. And you can say, oh, well, this, that, whatever. He looked better 3 months ago than he does now. So how long till we can detox or defox Trubisky? That'll be job number one. And by the way, folks, right at the end of the hour, we all will give you a 30-second list of, what would you call it, New Year's resolutions that we won't miss about John Fox.
All right. As far as his development, I don't know if you guys saw this too, but it seemed like he was getting a hot face. Later, he was getting redder and redder and more uncomfortable. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but the problem is, look,
sometimes you look like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, yes. He had no clue what he was doing. And you know what? I get it. Maybe he's not getting coached, but either you have it or you don't. I mean, I watched, you could talk about Brady, or you could talk about Peyton Manning his first year. He was a 500 quarterback.
Troy Aikman was 1-15.
Yeah, but the point was, you could see improvement. It wasn't like the natural skills jumped out at you. I'm not seeing that from Trubisky. Maybe we're wrong, Ed, and that's what you and I are both saying. I'm not seeing him improving. I'm seeing him getting worse. Okay, maybe it is coaching, but I remember Aikman's first year. I remember Peyton Manning's first year. As bad as they were, you knew they had something special. I don't see that right now with Trubisky. That's me personally.
And they were crushing Jared Goff last year, and he turned it around. But the difference is that Trubisky's been on the field a ton. Jared Goff barely played last year.
He didn't get to start. The guy up, Case Keenum, up in Minnesota, was actually starting last year in L.A.
Right. Nationwide's on your side. Locally, that's our Jeff Vukovich. Jeff personalizes your insurance needs. He's been doing that for decades. Simply click to jeffvuk.com. Vuk is on your side. 312-981-7200. OB and Mitch Trubisky coming up. 720 WGN.
Back to the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Part of life is knowing where you're at. You got to know that to know where you're going to go. So you guys just said it, but I want to underline it one more time. For the first time since 1969, when the Bears went 1-13, they finished the season winless in the division, which is what they did this year, 5-11. That is now four straight years of double-digit losses. John Fox finishes up at 14-34, and if you go back in time since Lovie Smith, the Bears are 27-53. Our guy Kevin Fishbane with that tweet at K Fishbane, sort of surmising everything that's gone on in the last 4+ years. All right. 312-981-7200. Hamp and OB with Kaz. A lot of people still wanted to get in here. Appreciate your patience. Mike in Texas, welcome to WGN. Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all you. And I really enjoy your show. I'd like to say this. We're from the Burbs, and we moved down to Austin, Texas for high school football. And we went to a high school, Westlake, where Nikki Foles went to and Drew Brees went to. And Drew's younger sister is a very close friend of ours. And all I'm going to say is Drew thinks Pace is a sharp guy. I know you guys slammed the hell out of him. And it's your prerogative. But I'm also going to say this. In 92, I put a guy in the car business. You probably heard of named John Elway. We sold his dealerships in 98. And the only time Elway was smiling is when I told him the check cleared for $87.5 million, not because he had the Lombardi trophy in his hand. And what I'd like to say about John was, John made a comment to me before he took over the player personnel in Denver. He said, when Al Cutler came here to Chicago, he goes, give it about 6 months to a year and a half, and the Bear fans will want to throw him out of town. And he said he was dumb as a stump. Another guy from Westlake named Kyle Adams played with him. said he only could see half the field.
Mike, can we get a bottom line from you, my friend?
I'll give you the bottom line. So now, as I look at what mess we have in Chicago, it's very easy to slam Fox and slam Chase. I'd like to hear your guys' opinion. Who should be the GM and who should be the coach?
All right, Mike.
I'd like to hear your response. Happy New Year.
Gotcha. All right, Mike, Happy New Year to you. You should be. All right? It's as good as what's going to get around here.
Hey, look, you know, and I've said this many times. When, you know, when we played, the roster basically was built by Jim Finks. Now, Finks had played, and so obviously he had an eye for certain players and talent. Well, you know, that's the only other roster during the 80s that I thought was comparable to ours was the Giants. And they won two Super Bowls under Parcells. But bottom line is, look who's got players. And you look who identified those players and try to go find a way to get him and bring him here, i.e. John Dorsey. John Dorsey was the guy that he played in Green Bay, and he was an okay player, but he was a general manager at Kansas City. And Kansas City, if you look at their roster, they've got a lot of really good players, especially on the offensive line and at linebacker. A couple of places that we, you know, have really failed at identifying certain players. This year, Kareem Hunt and some, and the other kid, that Tariq Hill, they're making a big difference. Well, they fired him. I don't know why, but they fired him. Well, Cleveland hired him. So keep an eye on what he does in Cleveland. But the first thing he did, because you brought it up, he said, hey, I need to be here because guess what? The last general manager couldn't identify players. All these guys aren't NFL quality players. So first and foremost, you got to have somebody that knows what a real player looks like. And we looked at Ryan Pace's draft board here. It's not very good. It really isn't. Out of about 20 picks, only two you could qualify as, you know, hitting on. That's Jordan Howard at number 5, and possibly Tariq Cohen, who was a number 3 this year. All the rest, most of them are C's, some of them are D's and F's.
Yeah, Tariq Cohen, 4th round pick this year. We're giving Tariq Cohen an A. We're giving
Jordan Howard, 5th rounder.
An A. What are we giving Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, you know what? I said C-. C you gave him a D, Ed, because of what you gave up. You know, look.
That's the reason why I said
C's
a D.
C's solid. Friend, C minus, right.
Is because of what we had to do and give up the amount of monies and an entire draft to get this kid. And I'll tell you what, in those 12 starts, just somebody take a look. You tell me, where has he progressed?
Wait a minute. Well, I got a point here, and it's back in Ryan Pace's face. When you draft Andrew Luck, why would you go pay a free agent $50 million or 18 guaranteed this year?
You wouldn't. Because,
okay, so if he indeed identified Trubisky, Andrew Luck was the first overall pick. Well, Trubisky was the second. Not much difference. Think about it. For him to come to the table late and identify Trubisky, after everybody else had basically said he's got some abilities, but he's no Andrew Luck, he's no John Elway, he's no Troy Aikman.
Right.
First of all, well, for him to have already signed Glennon to this big $40 million deal where 18 or so is guaranteed, and then come in a month later and go, oh, we've got to give up the world to get this kid. But wait a minute, you just signed Glennon. He's already in the locker room. It doesn't matter. We got to get this kid. And then do what they did to draft him, then come to terms, and then say you're not going to play him. That everybody should be fired for that.
Right.
That's exactly correct, Dan. They make it do that. Well, what are you going to do? Pace said, I'm not going to play him this year. Oh, my God.
It just defied all odds.
Yeah, Eddie Jackson. And you know, he's as close to he's a B. I mean, this kid was a starter from day one.
Good pick.
But other than that, he's had 2-3 quality picks. The rest of them, C's or D's,
Adam
and
Shaheen,
a lot of F's.
Adam Shaheen, 2nd-round pick this year.
A D. I mean, he just didn't progress. He didn't develop.
You're 6'7", 280, and we've got a bunch of nobodies like Daniel Brown playing ahead of him.
He caught 12 balls this year. He's targeted 14 times. Leonard Floyd?
Anybody?
He's a C. I'd give him a C, too, because of his injuries. And I never saw an A player in Leonard Floyd. He was too small. Look, football is played with your hips, your thighs, your backside. He was a guy that was built with a lot of speed, which would have been a great tight end, Dan, or wide receiver. But at outside linebacker, DN, he's little undersized for
and it shows up. Yeah, and if you make your mind up to run at him, he's right. Useless. So I'm just saying, Kevin White, that's beyond
complete,
the bust.
That's an F.
That's a job loser there.
312-981-7200. I mean, Eddie, his first draft was Kevin White, Eddie Goldman, Hronus Grassoud, Jeremy Langford, Adrian Amos, Tayo Fabaluje. Adrian Amos, okay.
This year he's improved. Langford's out of the league. He's an F.
Grassoud?
He's a D at best.
On his best day, you're trying to find somebody better. On his best day.
Eddie Goldman?
A C minus.
Eddie Goldman is no different than the day he put his hand on the ground the first start. He hasn't gotten any better. He's basically a 320-pound guy that, you know, nobody worries about.
Yeah. All right. Let's move along.
I'm just saying, there's not a lot of dings on that little machine.
His second draft was Floyd, Cody Whitehair. You guys have never liked him, even though everybody loved him.
He's a C. He's a
string guard. He could be the third. He's the backup guard on a decent team.
Let's get some calls in here before we got to go. Chip in Glenview, make that Dennis in Wisconsin. Chip, you'll be next. What's up, Dennis?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Happy birthday, Kaz.
Thank you.
And hi, you guys. I love your show. What I wanted to comment on was Fox and his ability to coach, period, as far as the attitude goes. There's an old saying about parents. What parents allow, their children will embrace. And I think the same thing's true of Fox. The team has embraced and accepted losing. I think when you guys lost, Ed, when you went 1-13, I was going to those games. Back then, when you went 1-13, I'm sure you took every loss personal.
Yeah.
This guy acts after he lost like the poor soul on the Jackie Gleason show. Oh, woe is me. What are we going to do? You need somebody in there that at least has a positive, forceful attitude. And the guy that called from Texas, I got a wild card idea for you. If the Bears go college, how about Pat Fitzgerald? There's a name. And I'll bet you he's smart enough. He's a smart guy. I'll bet you he'd bring along a good offensive mind to coach the offense, too. And as far as Ryan Pace being sharp, maybe he was sharp in the position he was in New Orleans, but that doesn't always translate to your next position,
yep.
General manager.
You're right.
Thanks, Dennis. And I love Fitz, but...
Well, Fitz isn't going anywhere. Look, he's had a 10-win season. That doesn't happen that often, and he is perfect for Northwestern.
Three times in six seasons, he's won 10 games, which is...
Unheard of,
and the Cats have won back-to-back bowls, which they've never done before. He's not leaving Northwestern, although that would be something that would tempt him. I don't think that would ever be considered, but...
No. Northwestern is his dream job.
That?
Well...
That no, there's no.
Grew up in Orland Park to coach your hometown NFL football team. That'd be pretty tempting, I would think.
I don't think so.
He is dialed in at Northwestern winning games.
If he left Northwestern, that would be almost like John Fox. It would something Fox would do.
Yeah, you know, only Fox would do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, only John
Chip
Fox
coming up.
Yeah, Chip in Glenview. What's up, Chip?
Hey, guys, two things. First of all, that 1969 team Ed played on was way better than this team. And they had a better quarterback than Jack and Cannon. And that brings me to this point. Ryan Pace must be fired tomorrow, too. And I'll tell you why. Trubisky, not bad, but this guy was taken with the second pick. He has not been a difference maker. I don't care who's coaching him. Deshaun Watson is a difference maker.
Yep.
You look at the money he handed out to Glennon. We've talked about that. If you evaluated Mike Glennon as a starter in the NFL and a guy that's going to lead your team till the young guy gets ready, there's something wrong there. Then you look at it. You guys talked about it. It's almost like you prefaced my call. All these draft picks, none of them difference makers. One or two are pretty good. Howard and Cohen, you might have got lucky there. I mean, Eddie Goldman's a bum. I'm sorry. All these guys you brought in here and drafted, the center, Grassu, a bum. You've got bum after bum after bum, and you're going to bring that guy back up on the press conference tomorrow and say how he's firing John Fox and that they're going to move forward. And Ryan Pace is a guy you're moving forward with. There is no way that man should be back on that stand tomorrow. He should be out the door. John Fox used to be a pretty good NFL coach. How all of a sudden is he a terrible coach?
Thanks, Chip. Hang on. Let's respond here.
Chip, I want you to hold on, okay? You were so spot on. You know what? You're the caller. That's game, set, match. You couldn't have said it better, pal. Happy New Year.
Well, and look, we've killed Fox on the show, but if you look at what John Fox has done.
Chip, hang on. Let's send him a book.
Yeah.
What do you think? Chip hit a home run.
We'll hook you up with something, Chip. Absolutely. If you look at John Fox's career, he's been to the Super Bowl with two separate teams. He was well over 500 for his career. He's been in. He hasn't been great.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't know football.
Right.
He does. He's just
he basically
passed him by a little bit.
Right. Yeah. But he had a great career, and then he got here.
Right.
I mean, that's truth. Right.
Tells
there.
You all you need to know.
Right. Yeah.
That's a GM also.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he deserves to keep his job by any stretch of the imagination.
No, he doesn't.
But he did have a decent coaching career, and then he came here, and he's older, and whatever else. But it's any rate. All right, Chris Midway, what's up, man?
Hey, you know, you kind of stole my thunder. I love the show. Respect your opinions. My thing is, was Pace went to make a big splash to say, hey, I got the best head coach that was available. And it turned out that he wasn't the wrong fit for this team? Or was it that Fox just looked at it like, this is my last coaching job? Every time we lost, it was like, oh, well, we got to get better. But we never did get better. So there's an old saying, heavy is the head that wears the crown. So Pace is the messiah of this organization who is going to turn everything around. I mean, you made more bad decisions and choices than good ones.
Chris, yep. Let me just tell you something. This organization... And I probably think I'm going to speak for the majority of people. This organization in a world professional football at the top is very dysfunctional. And I don't think that's a stretch at all. I'm telling you what goes on with people there and these drafts and signings and the amount of money that goes right out the window. It's sometimes mind-boggling.
And I think to illustrate it, you see it, car dealers, their kids grow up in the business, working in the shop, then they're working in the used car. And by the time they're 35, they know it. They know which way, you know, the car rolls. Well, unfortunately, there's nobody at the top of the McKeskies that ever grew up in the game of football. They just watched it. There's a big difference.
We got one more segment to go. We'll get as many calls as we can in, OB. We still do, pal.
Hang in, guys.
We got two more. We got two more to get to.
And I've got seven resolutions about Fox that we got to get to.
All right. Straight ahead, 720 WGN.
This is the Chevy Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, Bears end of the season 5-11. Dan Hampton has some New Year's John Fox resolutions that we all need to hear.
Okay, and everybody feel free to join in and and make your own list. Not counting the $20 million we paid this fool. And what does that work out to? About $1.5 million a win? Forget all the other stuff. Number one, I will not miss this senseless idiocy of him deferring every time we win the stupid coin toss. And then we kick off to them, and they drive it down our throat, and now we're down 7-0, just like it happened today. Number two, the blundering of his official challenges. You don't even need to go any further down that road. It's just, I mean, you can't make it up. The buffoonish press conference answers where he insults everybody's intelligence. Ours, yours, the media, everybody. The idiotic gestures on the sidelines where his own headphone is dominating him and bewildering him on a minute-by-minute basis. Number five, playing the starters about 3 minutes in the preseason. He should have been fired and his ass run out of town the first time he did that 3 years ago. But, you know, when you're a fool, you don't know you're a fool. Number six, moving Cody Whitehair to center about 10 minutes before the kickoff of last year's opener in Houston against maybe the best defensive line in football, that was an execution, waiting to happen of Jay Cutler. And sure enough, they broke his thumb.
And he never played center.
He never played it before, and they move him about 5 minutes before the game. And the last one is saying Mike Glennon is our starter.
No matter what.
He should have been fired right there on the spot. These are things I will never miss about the Fox.
The Hamp 7, well, you're going to find those at WGNRadio.com. So, which also, by the way, if you missed any shows or want to hear the start of the show, feel free to go to WGNRadio.com. Shows are podcasted. If you miss us in the off season, you can just dial back up. You know what? I want to hear the meltdown after week six. Two calls real quick before we get out of here. Johnny in Melrose Park. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, this is going out to Eddie Obradovich. I'm an old man. I'm in my 60s. I know I'm from Bellwood in the Serbian Hall back in the day. And Hamp, you are a legend. I love the 85 Bears. I cannot believe how I cry and I weep nowadays about these Bears. But to me, it's Eddie and you, Hamp. Let me know about this Kyle Long that we're paying millions for. That's all I'd like to know. And I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it.
Johnny, hang in there. Kyle Long, thoughts? He's had every part of his body operated on this offseason. Just had the neck surgery.
We made the comment that when the genius Pace decided to let Matt Slauson leave town, next thing you know, Kyle Long falls apart in little pieces and has never been the same player.
Biggest mistake the Bears have made, letting Slauson go.
Yep.
But, all I'm saying is your job as a player is to get your butt healthy to play. And obviously he opted out and didn't want to get his shoulder operated on a year ago. You're basically asking to be broken down again. Because if one thing is bad, it won't be long before it starts affecting something else. And
it snowballs.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, again, it's the inmates making the calls.
Happy New Year, Johnny.
Huge ankle injury, then the shoulder. Well, but shoulder was first.
But he didn't get it fixed. That was the problem.
Right, right.
He passed on a couple of things.
I think he's probably gotten some bad advice along the way here, too. Eric and Woodridge, you're the last caller of the year, man. Go ahead.
All right. The Bears need organization, need stability. They really do. Ownership, I get it. It's not going to happen, but, you know, don't let an accountant run your football team. You know, Ted Phillips needs to, I think it might be his time to go, too. And, you know, I'm only 34 years old. I have to watch Bears memories. I was 2 years old when the Bears won the Super Bowl in 85. Dan Hampton, I actually have a signature sign from you, one of my buddies from work. And, you know, you guys were great. I mean, it's tough to watch.
You got it, Eric. Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling, Eric.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Team, I'll miss you in the off season here.
Well,
and thank you.
And thank you.
Let me just jump in
here. And the sensitive Dan just laid it out perfectly.
No better ending.
To Glenn, the big man, Mark, this is 3 years now, and I've been involved in this for quite some time, and I want to tell you something. Couldn't be prouder. We have great listeners. We have great callers. They understand this game, and I just can't thank you enough for standing behind us and being with us, and for all out there, a prosperous and a healthy 2018 to you and your loved ones. And again, thank you so much for listening to this show, the Hamp and OB postgame show. Thank you.
You got it, OB. Everybody have a great...
Ed sums it up best always. There's nothing more to say. Ed did it perfect.
Happy birthday to Kaz. Everybody be safe out there. Let's make 2018 the best year yet, baby. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.